boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's fun moving in with somebody, you know, like new, and I moved in with Neighbor Man, right? And it's been all fun. However, there are some downsides. You know what I mean.
Learning curve.
Exactly. Where you're like, oh, you got a lot of stuff.
Or, oh, you like to put the dishes in the dishwasher that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just got to learn, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're like, oh, you think that's cute and we should hang that out for everyone to see.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the decorating phase.
Oh, the hand drawing you made in fifth grade.
Needs to go on the fridge.
Does it?
At your mom's house.
Yes. Okay, so it's been, like you said, a learning curve for sure. And you also have to, you have a learning curve of you're like, okay, you've got stuff, I've got stuff. What are we going to do with all this stuff? Where are we going to put it?
Yes.
And what I've learned is a lot of that stuff goes to the basement.
100% down for that.
And then there's things that you just like don't really want it to go to the basement because you're like, ah, I really like it. I would like to be able to see it. But really, there's like no point for it. Really at all. And what I'm talking about is like my Post Malone memorabilia. It's not like I touch it, feel it, play with it every single day.
Oh, whatever. You wouldn't say that if you didn't do it.
Yes, I kiss that magazine cover every single night before I go to bed.
That would make sense.
I love you, Posty. But I'm like, I just want to, I want to put it on display. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But what I don't want to do is put it in the bedroom because there's a theme already.
Okay.
And that just won't go with the theme. And I don't want to put it in the living room. There is no theme yet, but there will be a theme.
And it's not what you have envisioned.
I think it'd be weird to have it be all Post Malone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be our home, and why is it about me?
And Post Malone.
And Post Malone, my other lover. And it wouldn't go in with the kitchen. That's just weird. So he's got a room. He's got like a gaming room. I don't really care. He can have it. I don't need it. I don't play video games. But he's got a gaming room. And I thought maybe, just maybe, I could put my Post Malone memorabilia up in there. No, I can't.
Oh, you got shot down?
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where to put my Post Malone memorabilia at all. I got a couple little Pop Funkos. We got some magazine like covers. We got some. Oh, you remember those cups?
Cups.
Oh,
my
cup?
God. Yeah. That's triggering to me. Man, yeah, that's tough because like he doesn't want it in his space, which makes sense. I don't know that anybody is as big of a Post Malone fan as
that's
you
true.
Are. But I can sense you're a little annoyed by it.
Exactly.
So I think you use this as an opportunity to assert your dominance.
Oh, yes. Okay, how do I do? I like this. Go on, queen.
Well, I think you put it on his nightstand.
What?
You put it all on his nightstand. Like next to the bed?
Yeah, no, I know why.
Well, because it's like, I know you said it doesn't match the vibe of the bedroom, but if he gave it the boot from his room and you're like, well, I don't know where else to put it, then he has to wake up every morning and look into the soul and the eyes of all of the Post Malone memorabilia.
You know what? I don't hate this.
And then he may be like, okay,
I don't want to see his face.
You know
anymore.
What, babe? I was wrong.
Oh,
I think I can find a little corner in my room.
And I could be even a little manipulative or something. And I could be like, oh, just wanted to be able to wake up to my future lover every day.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, crane my neck a little bit to look over yet to see him. I love that you are, I don't want to say that. I don't mean I love that you're going through the trials and tribulations of sharing a space with a new partner, moving
but
in with somebody.
Fun.
But it's kind of fun. I'm sorry.
It is. You're like, oh, God, at least it's you and not me.
Well, you know what? I feel like I did that last year when my boyfriend moved in with me and there was a little bit of like growing pains of, mm-hmm. Okay, I've lived here and now you're coming in here with all this stuff. What are we going to do with all this stuff? Where does your stuff go? Where does my stuff go?
And everybody wants their stuff to be displayed.
Right.
And nobody wants to compromise.
There's no, it's really hard to compromise. And it's so funny because you said that Neighbor Man has a gaming room,
yeah,
which is
his,
like
it's his room. Yeah, it's his room. I don't go into it. It's It's got too many gaming things. I don't know.
And then you've got your own spaces. Like, you've told me that you've kind of transformed your closet a little bit into, like, your girl cave.
Yeah, it's like a, it's a walk-in closet with a little makeup area.
Okay, love that. And it's so funny because I feel like I have my own spaces in my apartment right now, and my boyfriend has his own spaces, including his own room that basically his bed is in, his computer if he wants to game, and all of his clothes and stuff. And anytime I talk to anybody, I'm like, oh, he's hanging out in his room, or I'm hanging out in my room, people are like, don't you live together? What do you mean, his and yours? Aren't they both of yours?
You do trip me up sometimes when you say, like, his bed, like, his bed. Like, he's, like, always, like, his bed. I'm like, you guys don't share a bed?
Well, we do, but he has a bed that he moved in. We just don't sleep in it because my bed is better.
But is it, like, a guest bed? I'm assuming.
Yeah, we just don't have any friends, so nobody be sleeping in it except the cats.
So, but it's his gaming room that just happens to have a bed in it.
Yeah, that just houses all of his crap.
Then what's your room?
Where we sleep.
Why is it your room?
Because it's been my room since I moved in there. I lived there before he moved in. I've been there 3 years. It's my room. I earned it.
So when he's in trouble, do you banish him to his room?
I have said that before. I'm like, listen, I am this close to banishing you.
To your bedroom.
To your room.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of scared to talk about this right now because I feel like things might get heated.
With you and me?
With, yeah, between me and you, between...
Let's set the mood.
I think we should.
I'm here.
Because this is going to be one of those things that I feel like you might be fired up for no reason.
Oh, that's pretty much every day.
So I got to give you some backstory before we like duke it out first. And just stay with me because the conclusion of it all is where you're going to get angry. So there's a guy named Martin who wanted to open a taco place in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He wanted to open it in a strip mall. And as he was like going through the process of getting the space and signing the lease and all of those things, he ran into some problems with the contract because they were limiting what type of restaurants were allowed in the strip mall. Mostly they just didn't want like big corporations coming in. So there was a clause that said made to order or Subway style sandwiches were the only things that could be served in these restaurants. And he was like, well, what the heck? I'm going to sue these people and say that tacos and burritos are sandwiches. So, the case has been making its way through the legal system because this is a real case that's been happening. And a superior court judge just ruled on Monday of this week that yes, tacos are sandwiches. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about this? Mm-hmm. I know is that what your brain sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the hot dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich? But I've never even heard the argument that tacos are sandwiches.
I'm glad you want to duke this out because I'm ready.
You think they're a sandwich?
No!
Oh, good.
They are so not a sandwich. Who in their right mind thinks that they are a sandwich? A sandwich has bread.
Well, but...
What?
What about a tortilla? That's a carb. That's a starch. So is bread, I guess.
That's not a sandwich.
What else is part of a sandwich?
I think just bread. Bread, two breads is a sandwich.
Yeah, but
point blank period.
If you fold a tortilla in half, that...
I don't know why you're trying to make this complicated. Well, I said things in the middle, bread, sandwich.
Tortilla. Lettuce, tomatoes, chicken,
then
salsa.
That's a wrap.
Guac.
That's a wrap.
No, it's a taco.
It's a taco or a wrap, whatever, but it's not a sandwich.
Well, I think
I'm going to tell you, you're also asking the wrong person because I'm a firm believer and you could fight me all this all you want. Cheesecake is a pie.
Okay, see, now you're just losing credibility and you look crazy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm not going to lie, the more that I think about it, the more looking for a new place to live is kind of like dating.
100%
I am getting close enough now that my current...
It's like speed dating.
It is. It so is. And it's like online dating because I'm looking on Zillow. I'm looking at all of the websites being like, ooh, what's going to fit like what I'm looking for? And today, this morning actually, was the first like unit I went and toured in person. And... it's very much like dating because you're like, okay, I like that. That ooh, you get points for the big kitchen. And ooh, I like the finish of the cabinets. But ooh, I don't like how small that bedroom is. That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like liking the place as we were walking through it. But then the guy that was giving us the tour said something that I was like, ooh, you might have just cost yourself me signing that lease with that. So there was a deck on this unit facing a complete other building of townhomes who also had decks, and they're pretty close in proximity. And he mentioned a couple of times, like, oh yeah, the neighbors over there, they'd be watching this neighborhood. He's like, I don't want to call them nosy or anything, but just know, like, if people aren't doing what they're supposed to, they're going to let me know. And I was like, okay, that's kind of a strange thing to say. And then we were talking about pets, and he said, I don't know if you have dogs, but if you don't pick up after your dog when you take them outside, neighbors will let me know. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't have a dog right now, but good to know. He's like, yeah, you know, it's a pretty quiet neighborhood. And if anybody gets too rowdy, neighbors let me know. And I was like, okay, we keep talking about these neighbors a lot. Like, I'm kind of now weirded out how much these people would be watching and tattletaling on me.
I'm starting to think they work for the FBI. Dude. That's what I'm starting to think after what you just told me.
I'm like, I want to see these people because what do you guys do all day? To the point that now I'm like, I don't really want to sign it. I didn't love the place. And then that was also weird to me. But I kind of want to talk to them and be like, who are you working for?
The FBI.
What are you doing? I was really excited to tour a new townhome this morning. But quickly, I was like, am I stepping into a red flag right now? Because the guy giving the tour was like, oh yeah, the neighbors, they tell on you if you don't pick up after your dog or you don't put your trash out on the right day. Or, I mean, like, he just kept bringing it up. So I was like, okay, these people are clearly like nosy and they are not afraid to tattle on their neighbors if they're not following the rules. So I left thinking like, I don't know if I want to like deal with that. Feels like a red flag to me.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's actually one of the best people to live next to be quite honest with you.
A nosy neighbor.
100%. You know what? It's funny. I pretty much have always lived next to a nosy neighbor for the most part.
Really?
Growing up, we had a nosy neighbor and his name was Bob, but he was the best. He just like always was outside. He sat outside pretty much all day long in the front or he'd be out in the back and he just always like kept eyes on the neighborhood. And he even one time was like, I noticed you came home late one night. Does mom and dad know? And I was like, no. And he's like, good, secret's safe with me. That's a good neighbor right there. Thank you, Bob, for keeping that secret
okay.
safe. And like, I had a fire pit one time when my parents like went to on like vacation or one time.
Yeah.
And he was like, do your parents know? And I said, no. And he's like, secret's safe with me. Good neighbor right there. Thanks, Bob. And so he just like always like kept eye of everything and like just was a really good neighbor. Then more recently when I lived on my own, I had two neighbors that were exactly kind of like that. And the landlord told me right away, she's like, hey, the people next door, they don't really have jobs. They're kind of retired.
Yeah.
But they are the neighborhood watch. They've lived here all their life, but they care a lot about this neighborhood. And so they tell me everything that's going on. And I was like, great. Because I live by myself and I'm a young female and I love this. And so I liked it a lot. And they did keep eye. And one time I did get followed home by some guy and they like started paying attention. I told my landlord and she told them the type of car and they started paying attention every single day to make sure that I wouldn't get followed home or that that car wasn't like
loitering around.
100%. And so I always feel like it's a really good neighbor to have. Plus, I'm a rule follower. So, you know, I love people who follow rules. So if they're going to tell on you for not putting your trash out on the right day, that's a good neighbor. State Farm is there. I just wanted to add that part.
I don't think I want to have you as a neighbor. What? Is what I just decided.
Let's
time for...
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win...
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I'm sick and tired of those stupid sayings that are like, cap off to 2024. The tassel was worth the hassle. Stop it. Don't put that in those graduation cards. Sorry, I'm
Why
just,
are you so personally offended?
I don't know.
I thought those were creative. I haven't heard of any of those, actually.
Oh,
well, I mean, a party pooper.
I'm sick and tired of hearing them. If you got a graduation that you're going to this weekend, maybe in the next couple of weeks, or maybe you're not going, but you are sending a card with a little bit of money or something, whatever, don't do a cheesy little saying. What I want you to do is put in a little trivia.
This is genius. Okay, especially if you're sending a card, because then they have to call you to find the answer, which means you'll get a thank you.
Yes!
And you can check in with them and be like, oh my gosh, tell me about your plans.
Oh my God, you're the smartest person.
We are saving families right here on Those Girls in the Afternoon.
You're welcome.
Since 2023.
Yeah. That's when our show started.
It wasn't in this moment, we just saved a family.
We did. Call today to save a family. That's us, Those Girls.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Anyways, question tonight. 18% of men have done this while watching a graduation ceremony. What is it?
And when they call you to find out the answer, you can tell them if you're a guy, if you've ever done it before.
Oh my God, then it'll go on and on. The stories, oh my God.
End up being on the phone for an hour.
Back in my day.
Yes, Grandpa.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
We got a couple people here on Z102.9 staff that are graduating. Congratulations to Rebecca and Carlos.
Congratulations.
But people are also talking about you behind your back here, and they're like, oh my God, guess what I'm getting them, or guess what I got them. I'm going to give you trivia, okay?
It fits you very well.
Because I ain't got money.
And who doesn't need a little extra knowledge after years of school?
Right, and I'm sure you definitely weren't paying attention the last like 2 months. You had senioritis.
Yeah, that could be true.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I'll hit you with some trivia question. That's my gift to you. Happy graduation. The question tonight, 18% of men have done this while watching a graduation ceremony. What is it?
John said, taking a video.
Oh.
I feel like if mom is maybe like wanting to soak up the moment, maybe a little emotional, it's probably dad's job.
100%. 3360 said fell asleep. I feel like that was probably my dad.
I wonder. My dad sat through 4 kids.
Oh, he definitely
4 high schools, couple college graduations. I'm sure he fell asleep on one of them.
I think a couple.
He had to have. Michael said, watched a ball game on their phone.
Your dad definitely did that.
I would love to know the percentage of men in one gymnasium or stadium or wherever the graduation ceremony is happening. What percent of men are looking at their phones, watching the game?
I think it would be higher had it be going through like NFL season.
True.
I mean, I guess there are some schools that do like the, what, graduation around like Christmas or something.
There's some people graduate in December.
Yeah. So that one, I feel like you probably do have a couple people on their phones.
I cannot imagine.
But I have a feeling if we were still in the NFL season, there'd be a lot of guys on their phones.
An unbelievable amount.
18% of men have done this while watching a graduation ceremony. What is it? I almost fell asleep at my own graduation.
No kidding. College especially.
Oh my
it's
God.
Long.
I don't know. You see, that in high school, you know the people, right? Like, you know pretty much everybody's walking across the stage. In college, I know nobody. So I'm bored.
And they say your name the same. Everybody's name the same.
And they think everybody on staff at the university needs to do a speech.
True. Oh my God, true. Look,
I paid too much for this.
Literally, I paid so much, you should make it shorter. Don't put us through this.
No. All we have to say is, thank God it isn't us.
Graduating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things about it that I'm like, I don't need to do that again.
Nope, I'm good. Thank you very much. But if it is you, congratulations. If you know someone, congratulations.
Wow. A lot of sincerity behind that.
Yeah, thank you.
Good for you.
But in honor of graduation, I have some graduation trivia questions all this week, and tonight is another one. 18% of men have done this while watching a graduate. Oh, Lord. That's where I graduated twice. High school and college. College might be a lie.
Okay.
Anyways, question again. Dear Lord, 18% of men have done this while watching a graduation ceremony. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
Oh, they cried. That was me crying.
Really?
Yeah. They've cried. Only 18% of men. Come on.
I was going to say, I don't think my dad cried at mine. I think I think the closest I saw was that my youngest brother just graduated college recently in the winter. And I think he cried and drank a beer because he was like, finally, I'm done.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's not often that Destiny sees anything out the window because we normally have it completely closed and you can't see over my big fat head.
She said it. I didn't.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I have a pretty small head, but I'll talk about that later.
That's what you think.
You just saw and said that you keep seeing like little fluff balls from the white dandelions flying by. And I turned around and I was like, what is she on about? I thought it was a bug. It looked like some sort of
hairy bug
flying by the window, but it's just a cute little dandelion ball.
This tis the season to where you need to be careful when you walk outside because you don't know what got in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you have a friend like me who will never tell you have something in your teeth, she's not going to tell you it's in your hair.
So this is the season to dump all your friends and find new ones.
So what are you saying? We're breaking up?
Exactly that.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if I'm in a relationship with you, if you're my really close friend, or even a friend I haven't checked in with in a long time. If you're like, oh my gosh, can I tell you my work drama?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately I'm like,
spill it.
What's going on? Mm-hmm. I need to know all the characters. So I hope you're really excited to give some advice today because this gal needs some help with her workplace drama.
Dear Destiny, I recently started a new job and I really like my coworkers, but not my boss. I've been learning quickly and taking on new responsibilities, but I feel like she talks down to me like I'm dumb. It's embarrassing in meetings, feeling like I'm being babied. What do I do?
Like the coworkers, hate the boss.
Ugh, been there, done that. Let's see. I'm gonna give you advice on what I wish I would have done.
Okay, yeah, that's hindsight is 20/20.
Exactly. What I wish I would have done is that I wish I would have acted like the baby she thinks I am.
That's jarring.
Wow. So I think what you need to do is start out slow because you don't want to be too dramatic, right? You're going to start out very slow in the meeting. If she calls you out, talks down to you, whatever, pull out a binky.
Not the binky, the passy.
Yeah. Start sucking on it, right? Okay. Then she's still going off and she's still talking down to you. Next meeting or two or whatever, you bring out the bottle.
Okay.
And that's now your new water bottle moving forward.
I'd like to drink coffee out of mine, but you do you.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Fine, then ditch the Stanley at home and start bringing the baby bottle.
Okay.
And then after that, if it's still not like being noticed that you are annoyed by it, then we take it a step further. And now you wear a diaper. Just a diaper.
Outside the clothes?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Or just wear a diaper. I don't care. Oh. Whatever you feel comfortable with. You can wear it outside the clothes or just wear the diaper. But here's what I think you should also do. Go to the bathroom inside the diaper.
During the meeting?
Well, you're not going to waste a diaper.
Sorry.
Do you know how expensive they are? I mean, I'm not a mom, but I know they are expensive.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to go one or two in the diaper. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just processing. I'm sorry. Okay. Is that all?
That is it. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's the grand finale. All right.
You go in the diaper. That's, yeah, grand finale. And then you leave the job.
Oh, eventually. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Wow. You shook me with that one. That was some intense
Thank you.
Advice. And I think we should open it up to everybody else. So what would you do in this situation? You really like your coworkers at your new job, but your boss kind of treats you like a baby and embarrasses you in meetings. What do you do next?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We're helping a friend out today because she got a new job and she really likes her coworkers. She feels like she's advancing really quickly and taking on new responsibilities. But she hates her boss.
Mm.
The boss talks down to her, treats her like she's dumb in meetings. It's really embarrassing. Feeling like you're being babied. So she reached out to us, those girls at KZIA.com, and she said, Dear Destiny, what should I do?
I think you should act like a baby. If they're going to treat you like a baby, you act like a baby. That includes starting very, very, very slow at it, but you rock a binky.
Okay.
And then you go from there, a baby bottle.
Ooh.
And then we'll go a step further and you start rocking a diaper.
Full diapy.
And if you're going to spend that kind of money on a diaper, you might as well use it. You know what I mean.
That is quite the statement, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, what do you think she should do?
Honestly, like, call them out. Like, sit down and just be like, hey, I feel like you treat me this way. And talking to you as an employee and a friend, this is not cool.
I get that. Open communication's good. It's mm-hmm. a little intimidating, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. That would be hard.
You'd rather just wear a diaper to work, I guess.
See? I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what do you think she should do?
People don't quit jobs. People quit bad bosses. Like, the work environment could be the coolest place on earth, but if the boss is bad, I feel like that's worth quitting over.
Period. So you say throw in the towel?
Yeah, get the heck out of there. Throw in the towel.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
We want to know, of all the jobs you've ever had, did you quit because you had a better opportunity or was it because of a manager? And I'm only bringing this up because we literally just did Dear Destiny a couple minutes ago and somebody called in and said that that person should quit their job because you quit. You word it better than I do.
Oh, she said it so eloquently. It was,
you quit jobs because of managers, not because of something like that.
You don't quit bad jobs. Yeah. You quit bad managers.
Yeah, something like that. Something smart.
It sounded genius. And now I'm like, do they? What? Is that true?
I don't know. So then I was like, okay, let's look at our past jobs and like think about, did we quit because of managers or did we quit because we had better opportunities?
Right. Ben, what about you?
I've always quit because of bad managers. There's been one job I quit because of a better opportunity, and I regret to this day quitting that job.
Interesting. I feel like you learned that lesson real quick of, like, not making that mistake again.
Exactly. I'm looking at, I had to go to my Facebook because my Facebook has, like, all my jobs, and I've, why are you looking
made
at?
Made fun of me for maybe bringing up my LinkedIn. I don't remember what weird odds and ends I've worked.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've had 7 jobs. All of them I have left bad management. 100%.
Every single one of them?
I'm looking at them 100%. One job that I absolutely adored was Victoria's Secret. I thought I was going to live there. I was going to work there for the rest of my life.
I was going to move in.
And they were going to put a bed in the back. That was my favorite job. I really thought I was good at it. It was a really great job.
Really?
And then they switched management. And I did not agree with that new girl at all. And I left because of her. And that's like, I wish I wouldn't have because I really liked it. I really did. But yeah, every single job was because of was management. That was 100% the reason why.
See, I'm thinking, I can think of off the top of my head, like 4 main jobs that I have. Some of them part-time, some of them have not. 4 of them, and I would say 2 of them I left for better opportunities. Mm-hmm. One of them I even left to come work here more at Z102.9. And then 2 of them I would say I left because of bad management. So I'm like split 50-50 that I don't know what the real reason is, I guess.
I mean, technically there is one job before I got my first full-time job, because my first full-time job in radio was not here. It was when was my first full-time job. But there was something before that, which was just like being an office coordinator. And that job I technically left for a better opportunity, which was getting a full-time job in radio, right? Mm-hmm. But I would have left no matter what because I did not like the managers.
So you're counting it as that?
I'm counting it as that because I was going to leave no matter what.
Yeah, thank you, sir or madam, whoever you are, wherever you are.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like there are times that we are living in like a simulation or something where technology has gotten so advanced that I'm like, what are we doing?
100%.
As humans, what is it that we think we're doing?
And I'm just waiting for time traveling.
Same. And people are talking about that on TikTok too. I'm going to have to look more into it though before we get into that conversation. What I've been seeing though, this is so weird. Have you heard about the portal?
No.
Okay. So
should I?
It's kind of cool, but I'm kind of like, why are we doing this? So it started out as an art installation called The Portal in New York. And it basically is a big circular screen that looks like a portal. But there is also an identical portal in Dublin, Ireland, which is completely across the world.
Yeah,
it looks exactly like the one in New York. However, in the portal, the people in Ireland can see those in New York, and the people in New York can see those in Ireland.
That's cool.
So it's like a big FaceTime call, basically, is the only way that I know how to explain it. And they show a live feed of the other city, and the whole like artsy thought of it all is to let people connect with each other even from an ocean away. That was the intention, okay? And it quickly turned into people like flirting via the portal. They were holding up signs that said, like, text me or call me or WhatsApp me because this is international. I saw signs. I saw people holding up their phones. And you know how people on Snapchat, like, make the text really big and hold it up in a crowd?
Yeah.
They were doing that over the portal so that people could literally connect and keep in touch after seeing each other in it. So that's, like, all pretty harmless. But it's like, come on, you guys. This is not a dating portal. Chill out. Well, this thing has been open for less than a week, and they had to temporarily shut the portal down.
Really? Why?
It was getting dicey. A little inappropriate, if you will.
Were people, like, taking their clothes off or something?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Pulling shirts up. Full moons. I mean, like, you name it, it was happening at the portal.
Cool.
There was, you know, gestures being thrown that were mean and offensive. Yeah, it's just like, this is why we can't have nice things, you know? Like, you guys are ruining it for everybody else. So,
is it back open?
It is back open, but they took some time off. They shut it down for a minute because they wanted the designers to, like, put in tech filters, basically, to
where you get the
censor stuff out.
Yeah, where you're like, where if it's like TV or whatever, and they have to, like, censor somebody's, like, booty crack or something,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly that. And they probably were doing that with real people's booty cracks. I'm not going to lie, from the sounds of it. So
that's funny.
And it also sounds like it was open 24/7, and now they're going to be turning it off at night because I'm sure weird stuff happened at night. But it is back up and running since yesterday. So hopefully people stop, I don't know, like, showing booties on the portal.
Why are you showing your booty on a portal? No, but I think this is a cool idea. I personally wish it wasn't like Dublin and, as you think you said, New York, right?
Yeah. Well, they're looking, if people can behave, then they want to open more and more cities.
Yeah, I was like, I wish it wasn't just like so far away. Because, like, what if you really did, like, find someone and you fell in love and now you got to deal with, like, traveling? What are you looking at me? I'm like, this is a love story waiting to happen.
I knew that's what the only thing you were going to hear is that people were looking for love.
Yeah. I'm thinking we could open one in, like, Chicago, and then the other portal is in, like, Florida, which is a little bit more doable.
You know what happens in Florida? Can you imagine Googling the portal and then Florida, the headlines?
Have you heard the Florida story?
I think it would be.
But this is a rom-com waiting to happen, The Portal. That's what they're going to call it. Starring Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, I'm glad you've started on production over there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So there's this couple that I just absolutely love following on TikTok. They're pretty viral, and they were kind of like fun arguing with each other about what professions they wouldn't let the other one go see if that profession person was too hot. For instance, the husband said that if somebody came over to do handiwork, whether that's fixing the plumbing or something like that, and that guy was hotter than him, he's got the job done.
He's going to crack his knuckles and be like, okay, I'm figuring this out.
Because he's not letting his wife see somebody who's hotter than him come in and fix the plumbing.
I like this. This is fun. It's a little dramatic, but I'm like, hey, you know what? Why not?
Yeah, right. I'm actually not that insecure, but let's do it.
Let's get there. Let's get insecure.
I'm going to do it anyways. So I was thinking the one profession I probably wouldn't want neighbor man to go see if they were hotter than me, primary care doctor. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm thinking a physical. And I know what happens at a male physical, and that is turning cough. Mm-hmm. Right. You ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. So I'm going to say no to that one. Not if she's hotter than me.
Well, I mean, a doctor is their job to be up in your business.
See? And if she's hotter than me.
And what if you catch a glance into their eyes and you fall in love? I don't know, man. It's not impossible.
Okay, now you're putting thoughts in my head. And I said you're wasn't insecure. Now I'm starting to think
sorry.
I am.
I thought that was the point.
And the other one I know from personal experience, and that is a physical like therapist. They do have to get all up in your grill, right? Because they're like, you know, fixing you and putting you in position.
Yeah, they do stretches and stuff like that.
I had physical therapy for my knee, and like the guy had to like, you know, do certain things that I was like, this is awkward, right? But I'm like, I wouldn't want that to happen to my boyfriend.
Well, if there was some hottie like pressing up on your legs or putting their body weight on your back or something, I'd be like, I'm plenty heavy. I could do that.
You just tell me what you need me to do.
I'll just sit on your back if that's what you need.
You want to go to YouTube.com and figure out what kind of stretches that need to happen? I'll do that.
Suddenly I'm a physical therapist.
Just without the degree.
Who said?
And then the last one I was thinking, hear me out on, is that he can never go see a hairstylist that is hotter than me. And the reason I'm saying this is because if you're like me, you tell your hairstylist everything. My hairstylist, we've been friends for years. She knows all my teeth. She actually knows everything about Neighbor Man. She knows every detail, more than I'll ever say on the air. She knows everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to be telling some hottie all the details about us.
Mm-hmm.
No. So I'm not allowing that.
believe it or not, I had hairstylists on my list
really?
Too. That's a great reason because hairstylists know everything. They know all of your deepest, darkest secrets. But also, for guys, the way to their heart is by scratching their head. So if somebody washes their hair a little too good in the shampoo bowl, I can't promise he won't fall out of love with me and fall in love with her.
Remember when your mom would say something like, well, Taylor, you did it to yourself.
Yeah, she still says that to me.
She probably said that on the phone. I knew you guys were talking on the phone today.
Yeah, she said that to me. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
Something along those lines.
Well, I feel like your mom would probably be saying that to us right now. Well, Taylor and Destiny, you did it to yourselves. Like, if we get butt hurt about this, it's because we did it to ourselves.
We're hurting our own feelings.
Yeah, we pretty much are. So there's this TikTok, this couple, it's gone kind of viral, and they're talking about basically the professions they wouldn't let their other significant other go see if that person is hot.
Yeah, well, and like hotter than me. You know, I'm uncomfy, right? Because I'm scared you're going to leave me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would like to think I'm not an insecure person. However, how quickly I came up with this list would beg to differ. So bear
with me. You did it to yourself,
me.
Taylor.
Bear with me. I don't know. This is kind of like you said, physical therapist, right?
Yeah.
Same lane. A masseuse. A hot masseuse. No way, buddy.
I can do that
muscles.
At home for you.
Oh, well, I don't know about all that. At that point,
go find an ugly one.
I mean, you're just like, it's very intimate, right?
Oh, it is.
It's very relaxing. You're like all oiled up and stuff. I'm like,
The mood is set just right.
Yeah, there's like some like.
Heck, I've almost fallen in love with mine.
Right. Imagine if it was like, I don't know, your dream crush or something. Mm-hmm. And you're like, immediately in love. That's a no for me, dog. Now, bear with me here. This is going to be a little bit weird. Let's say he's in legal trouble. He's not. Okay. You're not going to see a hot lawyer. Lawyers know everything about you. You have to sit in a room with them and you have to tell them the truth and the truth, but nothing but the truth, even if they're going to fight for you opposite. So I'm like, we don't need to get on that level. And I feel like I've seen way too many movies where the lawyer
is hot
and the person they're defending end up falling in love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
I feel like we don't need that. We don't need a hot lawyer.
I'm going to add to that just a little bit because I'm watching Castle again recently. Yeah. And Kate Beckett, she's gorgeous. She's a detective. I don't need you to see a hot detective.
Oh, leave me missing. I don't care. You don't have to look for me then. That's what it takes.
Exactly.
And then the last one again, kind of weird, but hear me out. No hot realtors.
Why?
Because if you're looking at a house, you're thinking future, you're thinking big picture. And if you look over and you see a hot realtor, you may be like, what if I just move in with her? What if I purchase this home
with her
and then what am I left to do? Live in the garage?
Oh, they wouldn't even let you do that.
See,
that's when we need to hire a detective.
And see, I started thinking about no hot detectives either.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.